Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
The latest courtroom drama that's got everyone on the edge of their seats is like something straight out of a primetime legal thriller. Except this is real life, folks. Oops, I mean people. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon, a name now synonymous with plot twist, has just thrown a legal curveball that's got special counsel Jack Smith scrambling in his loafers. In what can only be described as a jaw-dropping move, Judge Cannon has essentially told Jack Smith, hey, either let a jury dig through all those classified documents you're so concerned about, or risk watching Donald Trump walk away without a scratch. Talk about being stuck between a rock and a hard place. This decision, as reported by the Daily Beast, has the potential to turn the whole case on its head. Now, for those who've been living under a rock, this whole kerfuffle revolves around documents that former President Trump allegedly took with him from the White House. Documents that, according to the powers that be, contain national security secrets and other juicy tidbits. Trump, however, maintains these were just personal mementos. Ah, the old personal versus presidential debate never gets old, does it? Judge Cannon has put forth an ultimatum that's more than just a minor inconvenience for Smith. She's practically handed him a choose-your-own-adventure book where every ending seems to lead to more headaches. Either let the jury peek behind the curtain or instruct them that a president has the ultimate say in what's considered personal or presidential. And let's not forget, the 1978 Presidential Records Act is apparently as clear as mud on this issue. To add another layer to this deliciously complex legal lasagna, if Smith decides to appeal this decision, he's looking at even more delays. And with the 2024 election looming, time is a luxury he just doesn't have. Meanwhile, Trump stands firm in his belief that he had the right to declassify the documents, despite former Mar-a-Lago staff members turning state's evidence against him. In a world where reality often surpasses fiction, this latest development is no exception. Judge Cannon, a Trump appointee, isn't making life easy for the prosecution, that's for sure. As we sit back and watch this legal drama unfold, one thing's clear. Politics, like law, makes for strange bedfellows. And in this case, the bed is a courtroom, and the bedfellows are a judge, a special counsel, and a former president.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.